videos.
Nice.
Mountain biking is super fun. Like, on days when it's really rainy, I like to ride my mountain bike to school and then, like, go through the trails a little bit before I get to campus. Because it's actually really fun to ride through the mud. And it makes it feel like the mud and the rain are supposed to be there rather than having them be an inconvenience, which is how I feel most of the time.
Yeah, I grew up with mountain bikes. I always got my brother's old mountain bike whenever he grew out of them. So I really miss being able to ride in the woods and on trails and not have, like, my little thin, wussy road bike tires.
We're pretty lucky to... I mean, I've heard that BC is pretty much, like, one of the best places you could live in for mountain bike. I mean... Come on, we have mountains, ahoy, you know, like,
yeah,
is there a particular trail that you guys like, or even, it doesn't have to be mountain biking, just your favorite bike trail, I guess, in BC, let's put it out there, yeah.
Favorite bike trail? I haven't done too much biking around, like, outside of the Lower Mainland, but I've biked down to Bellingham a couple times, once you get, like, past Surrey, it's a pretty nice ride, it's pretty
flat.
How long
does that take, biking all the way to Bellingham?
A few hours. It's actually not too far. You can do it in a...
It's a drive away, right? Like, but it can be possible.
Yeah.
Is it pretty flat then for the most part to get there, or do you have some nasty hills?
Yeah, once you get past, like, Burnaby is the super... Yeah. Like, Burnaby and New West, the hilly part. But once you get past there, it's pretty flat and pretty easy going. Cool. And crossing the border is so fast.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for it.
Yeah, we just, like, pass all of the cards.
So I'll give you a two-part answer, I guess, because... one of my favorite routes to come to school, because that's sort of probably what most of us ride on a daily basis, is the, like, 29th Avenue bike route, which is a little bit hilly. But then you can choose to come into campus on the trail. Yeah, so it kind of depends on where you live, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, 8th Avenue is, like, my least favorite route, even though it's sort of the most convenient.
8th Avenue.
Just a regular sort of bike route that probably most people use to come in. But, and then I think one of my favorite rides, I really like riding over to Horseshoe Bay from Vancouver.
That's got to be a pretty uphill battle, too, right?
It's a little hilly. Usually I like to ride my commuting bike or my touring bike for that, because it has what's called a triple crank on the front. So it's got, like, three different chain rings, including, like, one little chain ring, which gives you, like, that really low gear ratio so that you can, kind of hang out a little bit. Not just, like, pedal really hard out of the hills, but just sort of hang out and spin. And then once you get over Horseshoe Bay, like, I really like taking my bike on the ferry. Mm. And then... it's a super nice way to travel, particularly in the summer.
I did that this year for the first time, actually. It was going to Victoria for Rifflandia because, if you're going to go to Rifflandia, it's an awesome music festival. But you can, if you have a bike, you can legitimately just go from venue to venue. Like, there's so many different venues. And Victoria is actually a great place to bike. That's what I found.
Yeah, it's super nice. For the first time,
I did it, like, this year. And, it's beautiful. It's got so many trails and... The city itself is tiny, like the downtown part, so you can legitimately go across one side to the other in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can go to the suburbs and residential area, and there's some beautiful trails right around there. Yeah, no, I agree. Like, great way to travel. Just take your bike on the ferry.
There's a super nice... The ride from the ferry, like, into Victoria is really great. It's super flat. I think it's, like, 30 kilometers or maybe even... Yeah, it's around 30 kilometers,
it's super flat. Yeah.
And you go through all of these, like, little farms and things. So you because there's a patch where you're going by, like, all of these, like, sows, like, pigs just hanging out. And, like, another part with some, like, chickens and, like, a pumpkin patch. I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty great. Highly recommend it. Don't go at night, though. It's very scary. There are no lights.
Yeah, I did it during the daytime, so it was amazing. I agree. Just like your experience, I was doing it, like, on the way back, actually. Because at first when I thought, biking from the ferry terminal to Victoria? That's crazy. That's too long. And then I tried doing it on the way back, and then I got halfway. Met up with some family, and then I was like, well, if I'm already halfway, I might as well go the rest of the way. And it was, and like you said, it was beautiful. Great. I'm planning on doing that again somewhere. Maybe just go to, like, What about the Sunshine Coast? Have you ever done that with a bike?
Yeah, taking the ferry over to the Sunshine Coast. I think it's like a 3 or 4 kilometer distance between like the ferry once you get over there and like Gibson's.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does sort of make it quicker. I've also walked that patch, but and then you can kind of go a little bit further up the coast, and it's super hilly over there.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But yeah. It's bringing your bike anywhere is kind of makes everything more convenient,
mm-hmm.
Except for maybe Toronto, but.
That's the thing, you said you came from Ontario originally, mm. right? And how is there much of a biking culture in Ontario? That might sound very ignorant, but I just think practically speaking, like with the winters being as cruel as they can be in Ontario. Yeah, how was it like, and then coming here and you're probably like, holy crap, there's bike lanes everywhere.
Yeah, well, Vancouver does have a pretty decent set of bike lanes. I think there are still sort of improvements that could be made.
Of course,
but,
yeah.
So I grew up in Hamilton, and then I lived in Guelph, Ontario, and there are definitely less bike lanes there, although it's a really nice place to bike in the summer. But having the sort of intensity of temperatures in the summer and the winter... Like, in the summer, you really have to carry a lot of water with you.
Yeah.
I've had heat stroke a couple times,
ooh.
But it's okay. Still here, living to talk about it. And in the winter, I usually would stop riding after the first snowfall-ish. There are people who ride throughout the winter. Mm-hmm. Typically, they'll have, like, a winter bike with, like, studded tires, and they wear this sort of, like, bike ninja getup. So, like, their face is, like, covered with this, like, black... It looks like Shredder, kind of, from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, so you can do it, and then, like, ski gloves and...
Man, those people are hardcore.
Pretty hardcore, yeah. I just would switch to, like, Sorels and, like, you know...
Sorry, what is Sorels?
Oh, like, those giant boots. Like, they look like moon boots, and they keep your feet warm.
Oh, okay.
So I just, like, walk through the snow there. But the other thing is, usually in Ontario, you can find a place to live that's affordable, that's, like, you know, less than 5 kilometers away from where you study or where you work. That's, like, a pipe dream in this city. So it's nice that, like, it's nice that you can cycle year-round here. Because it makes it possible to, like, get up to UBC from Commercial Drive or wherever it is you happen to live.
Cool. Should we play a bike-related song?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys had a list with you. What would you like to hear first?
Let's start with Queen's Bicycle Race. That'll be easily Googleable, I think.
Classic All right. bike song.
Bicycle Race. Let's do that.
Has some bike bells in the near the in the 2/3 mark, I think, that are pretty, I'm really pretty solid.
I'm about to do it. Here's Queen with Bicycle Race coming up right now.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
I say white,
you say bar,
I say bite,
you say shark,
I say him, and Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars,
you say Rose,
I say Royce,
you say God,
give me a choice,
say Lord,
I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
Bicycle races are coming your way.
So forget all your
Wayne.
You say John.
I say Wayne.
Hot dog.
I say Cooler Man. I don't want to be the president of America.
I say Smile.
I say Cheese.
Cartier.
I say Please.
Income tax.
I say Jesus. I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. Cause all I want to do is
bicycle.
Yeah.
Bicycle.
Yeah.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle. Bicycle.
Come on.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
And we're back with the Bike Kitchen / Co-op Club of UBC. It's been pretty awesome. And that's actually the first time I saw the music video to Queen's Bicycle Race. Very interesting, to say the least. If you guys have never seen it, it's got naked ladies on a bike. And it's on YouTube. You can watch that if that's your kind of thing. The song is also great, too, though.
I think they also race on a track.
Yeah, they actually do
which
some.
Which is, it's an interesting choice.
All right, so you guys mentioned to me during the break that you have some events coming up. Yeah, what would you like to talk about in terms of events?
Events, well, this week on Wednesday, the first Wednesday every month is Women in Queer Night at the Bike Kitchen.
Nice.
So pretty much the shop is open to anyone who identifies as female or queer, and or queer. And it's pretty much like free shop time. We have a mechanic there. We have pizza, which is also free. So it's really great kind of safe space to introduce people to the shop. And like bike mechanics, you can come there knowing absolutely nothing about your bike. If it's like completely broken, bring it in and we can help you fix it up.
So that's this Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With pizza.
There's pizza. If you had any doubts, there's pizza.
And then, do we have another U-Town? No, we're done. Okay, so that's the only, that's our last event of the semester.
This semester, okay.
Yeah, but then coming up next semester, we have a whole bunch of regular programming. We have our Purple and Yellow Night, which is sort of our flagship program. So we maintain a fleet of purple and yellow bikes on campus, and students can come in and volunteer at Purple and Yellow Night, and then after 6 hours, they can earn a membership to the co-op, and after 6 additional hours, they can earn a key to the purple and yellow bikes. So it's a great way to learn basic mechanics, and then also you get access to this fleet of sort of beater bikes to ride around campus. So
awesome.
So that's every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Starting up next semester again,
January 6th?
January 6th, every Tuesday from 6 to 9.
And there's also pizza there. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, all the pizza.
You guys know how to get people out. Cool. And how can people, if they want to be like you, be a mechanic, be involved in some way in the organization of these events and in the club, how do people get involved?
There are a few different things. I guess there are two more things that people can check out. One is that's okay. It's like a way to get involved also. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we do an intro to mechanics workshop. It's a 4-week long workshop, but it's like one evening a week for a couple hours, and that's on Thursdays. Starting next semester. So if people are interested in learning mechanics, check out our website and you can sign up for one of those courses. They're priced really reasonably. And then we also are doing something called U-Town at UBC, or there's a group on campus called U-Town at UBC. We are running some cycling resource centers with them at Totem Park and Acadia Park and
Vanier as well.
And Vanier
and
the Old Barn. So that's another opportunity where you can come meet us somewhere and roll your bike in and we'll help you tune it up and that kind of stuff. So that's my last plug.
We've also got recycling parties.
Recycling
once a month.
Parties.
Yeah, where we pretty much just strip bikes. So old bikes that aren't any use anymore, we take off all the parts and put them in different recycling. So like we have metal recycling, rubber recycling. It's one of my favorite nights just because you don't have to worry about fixing the bike. You just kind of get to destroy it.
I want to sign up for this.
Right?
That seems very therapeutic, actually. Mm-hmm.
It is, yeah. I really enjoy it. So you just spend like a few hours taking bikes apart and like learning how to use the tools. It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. That sounds so good. When is the next time you could do that?
That'll be next January.
Next January.
I forget the exact date. But
yeah, check out the program's calendar. I don't yet have the month of January fully memorized. Yeah.
It's okay.
The way that most people end up getting involved with a co-op is by coming and checking out Purple and Yellow Night, because it's like it's sort of like a hive of activity, free pizza, a really low stakes way to learn some bike mechanics stuff. If you check out our program's calendar, you can see like a bunch of different opportunities for getting involved. And then we're always looking for people who are looking to be on our board or like looking to be more involved. There are definitely opportunities within our organization for that kind of stuff. And we hire work learn students.
Oh, awesome.
Generally. Yeah. So yeah.
And next semester we've got a lot more rides happening. So we've got a brewery call in January. Biking from brewery to brewery.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We're going to start movie nights again, start like an arts and crafts kind of thing with old bike parts. So definitely lots of things happening.
Mm-hmm.
All sound great, honestly, especially the brewery thing. So the idea is you go from brewery to brewery. Do you like drink a beer or you actually get a whole bunch and then
whatever you want
transfer?
So that's a 19 plus event. And I think on our poster, it says something like imbibe as if your grandma is watching. So
drink
responsibly. So perhaps you can share a pint with a friend or like get one of those taster paddles.
Make sure you can basically still bicycle.
Try some ginger beer.
So definitely you can check us out bikecoop.ca, or we have a couple Facebook things going on. So
we did a bakery crawl last month, so we went around and ate cookies, which is sort of more my speed, to be perfectly honest.
Fair enough. I mean, that's also nothing could argue with that. Bakery crawl. What was the area for that? Like, was that a do you pick a particular neighborhood? Or you go from like all over town.
It's kind of a way to explore Vancouver on bicycle. So it was cool. We had like a fairly good group of people out, people who didn't necessarily know each other. And like one of the people, one of our members came out like on his tandem bike with his like teenage daughter, which was super cool. We started at Aphrodite's Pie Shop in I guess it's in Kitsilano. Yeah. And then sort of like hopped around Kitsilano and ended up in East Van in Hastings Sunrise, and then came back into downtown and ended up at Cardam's Donuttery.
That's a good one.
So yeah, it was delicious.
And at the same time, you get an exercise, so you can like work off the baked goods.
You can totally justify it. It's
great. Yeah.
All right, guys. Any last closing remarks?
Y'all should roll your bikes down, or even if you don't have a bike, come visit us. We like to see new faces, and we're friendly. That's all.
Yeah, we're in the basement of the Student Union building on the north side, so look for the bike on the pole.
Oh, yeah.
It can be sometimes hard to find, so like keep looking, look for the sign, you'll find us.
Look for the bike on the pole. Right now it has Christmas lights on it.
Okay, that should be.
We're open until this Friday, 6 p.m. is when we're sort of closing for the winter
break.
Yeah. But it's super chill in the shop right now because y'all have exams, and I'm graduated, so I'm done with that. But yeah, if you need anything done to your bike this week, it's a good time to come down, yeah.
Yeah, so for all of you guys who are having bike issues, come down, you'll be serviced right away with the chillness of exams. And the events you guys got sound really awesome. So they can check them out online, right?
Bikecoop.ca.
Bikecoop.ca. Mm-hmm.
It looks more like bike coop. There's no hyphen.
All right. Thank you guys so much. We'll play one last song. I remember you had...